Welcome to Pharma Pulse, a pharmaceutical commerce podcast, where we bring you the latest insights shaping patient access, supply chain, logistics, data and tech, and healthcare innovation. I'm your host, and let's get into today's headlines. Our first story highlights widening disparities in COVID-19 vaccine access during periods of supply shortage, particularly for rural communities. New reporting shows that when vaccine inventory dipped, rural patients were significantly more likely to face delays, longer travel distances, and fewer appointment options compared with urban populations. The findings underscore long-standing structural gaps in the rural health system, where limited provider availability and fewer pharmacies continue to strain equitable vaccine distribution. Experts say these access challenges signal the need for stronger federal and state-level infrastructure planning ahead of future public health emergencies. Next, new clinical data point to meaningful organ protective benefits of semaglutide that extend well beyond weight loss, specifically for patients with heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, or HFPEF. According to a recent analysis, semaglutide demonstrated direct improvements in cardiac structure and function, along with reduced inflammation and enhanced exercise capacity. These insights strengthen the case for GLP-1 therapies as multi-system agents with potential applications far outside metabolic disease, and they add momentum to ongoing research into the cardiometabolic connections redefining the treatment landscape. And finally, urgent care technology company Experity has expanded its partner ecosystem by integrating Amazon Pharmacy into its platform. The move aims to streamline prescription workflows, enabling providers to send medications directly through Amazon's fulfillment system for faster, more affordable patient access. That's it for this episode of Pharma Pulse. For more insights on trends transforming pharmaceutical access and care delivery, visit pharmaceuticalcommerce.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay well and stay informed.